Hey, this is Enigma September, and you're now listening to the Enigma Sep Hour. The podcast is brought to you by Freedom Train Radio. Shouts out to Joe Ward and Patrick Irvine. Freedom Train Radio is supported by PAX Inc. You can find information about the organization at www.pactsinc.org. To my podcast listeners, make sure to check out the live recording of the podcast on my YouTube page at youtube.com/EnigmaSep927. That's E-N-I-G-M-A-S-E-P-T 927. Remember to hit the like and subscribe buttons and leave comments so I know that you were there. I might even give you a shout out on the podcast. Maybe. While you're on YouTube, also make sure to check out my bro, Big Low, and his Ill Coffee vlog at youtube.com/BigLowHipHop. And check out my young homie, Backpack Beats, and his Beats and Vlog series at youtube.com/BackpackBeats. Remember, that's Backpack Beats with a Z. If you want your song played on the podcast, shoot me your track in MP3 or waveform to my email at enigmaself@gmail.com. Make sure to tag the track with your name and the title of the song. It doesn't have to be clean. Also, add a short bio about yourself and any important information about the song or upcoming project in the email. Lastly, make sure to follow me on all social media. You can find me at EnigmaSelp9 on Twitter, at EnigmaSelp on IG and TikTok, and on Facebook at facebook.com/EnigmaSelp and facebook.com/EnigmaSelp9. Now that we have that out the way, let's get to the first song of the day. This is the Enigma Sep Hour. You got time, baby. Yurt.
I wanted rap to be my job, pay the ladies bars. Rather punch these lines, instead I punch a clock. Wanna write some rhymes, not answer to a boss. Moonlight, I'd hit the stage all day, I pushed a mop. Groove take me away, in the beat I can't get lost. They make it to the top, goddamn it, gave it a shot. Bill collectors, 808s, yo, both these bitches knock. Friends claim they hold you down, dog, but they really not. But still I nod my head, gotta keep my baby fed. With covers on her bed and a pencil full of lead. To murder you instead, it's that verbal infrared. Battle you in an apron with a hairnet on my head. Yo, gotta get it in, on this water I can tread. Win the lotto, that's a bet, I will rest when I'm dead. Cause it's rap until I die, struggle but survive. I'm the illest guy alive at my fucking 9 to 5,
Sitting is a struggle, but you know I gotta hustle. And I gotta work hard to survive. Cause when I hit the stage, or when I write these rhymes, it's the only time I feel alive. It's getting bad, boy, baby, we don't stop. My bars go hard and these beats go knock. Work from can to can to rock and b-boy stance till I'm sitting on top of the world.
Hindsight is 2020, but I'm 0 for 10. I'm just trying to get to heaven, why go for sin? When this shit just gets too heavy, find an open pen. One of my areas for growth is being open. My spoken word is an old friend. All my secrets is kept, like Mike Check. We even sit down on the weekends and prep. I might flex, I write Rex, just to keep some peace of mind. Rest in peace and fife, I'm getting life, I'm beats and rhymes. I wish that I could hit the stage and just find a way to get wages. Plus kinda take us away from what's underlying our rage. I must admit, some of the pages of history got me jaded. But I'm marching every time I switch my cadence. Got the fragrance of somebody bumping Badu. Allergic to shit that's not true. Had to make some mistakes to be certain of what to not do. Surviving because I got to, rhyming because I need it. Cause every time the people see red, it's on some G shit.
Sitting is a struggle, but you know I gotta hustle. And I gotta work hard to survive. Cause when I hit the stage, or when I write these rhymes, it's the only time I feel alive. It's getting bad, boy, baby, we don't stop. My bars go hard and these beats go knock. Work from can to can to rock and b-boy stance till I'm sitting on top of the world.
I used to take the grimy drive with the 9 inside of the tiny ride. Down 95 cause I couldn't do 9 to 5s when I rapped. I kinda lied like my bread was rising high, so I guess it was childish pride. Being broke, I had tried to hide, got arrested. My investment I made to divide the pie, it got taken by law enforcement. I'm fortunate, I'm alive. I stopped dreaming and started leaning on music. Sometimes I cried, but the tears, they would never fall till my boy that I rhymed with died. I was signed, I got shelved, I got engaged. engaged, I got quiet. I dropped singles, I got single. No one cared that I retired. I got a job, I got money, I got strong, I got fire in my soul, and plus my girl came back. Now I'm higher. I got hired as a savior and a husband and a father. So some people say to speak to folks through bars is now much harder. But I promise there is nothing from this life that I would barter for a spot on any chart. I swear to God that I just started. To all my people with dearly departed dreams that deferred and you fall asleep writing words that you want and need to be heard. And you read the comments and thoughts and it's almost seeming absurd to be over the age of 30 and want to speak to the world. It never seems like your turn. See, you used to be loud, proud. Now you sit at your cubicle checking your SoundCloud. Yes, the struggle is beautiful. It's crucial to drown out the doubters and your boss. Yes, I was lost, but I'm found now. The
sitting
present,
is a struggle, but you know I gotta hustle and I gotta work hard to survive. Cause when I hit the stage or when I write these rhymes, it's the only time I feel alive. It's getting bad, boy, baby, we don't stop. My bars go hard and these beats go knock. Work from can to can to rock and b-boy stance till I'm sitting on top of the world.
Yes, sir, and we are back. This is the Enigma Sept Hour. Of course, it's me, Enigma September, live and direct from Hell's Basement. Throwback. Only the real one knows that. Only the real ones know. Anyway, what you just heard was a live by my man Stesty MC, featuring C Red and Sha Stimuli and Mella Machinko. One of my favorite tracks from my brother. Plus, I did it as a tribute, if you will, because one of his favorite artists, I'm pretty sure his favorite artist right now, West Side Gun, just dropped a project today, Pray for Paris. And I know he's hype about it because he said that's all you're going to listen to all weekend. Stess, I'm stalking you, bro. I see all of your tweets, bruh. All your IG. All your TikToks. Anyway, I checked the joint out, you know what I mean? And yeah, man. West Side Gun don't miss. Actually, I can't even front. Got anybody that knows me knows that Benny the Butcher is my favorite rapper out of that clique. The Griselda click. But West Side Gun, he did his thing, man. Now, one thing I am interested in is how people feel about the Wale song, because that song was kind of pretty. You know what I mean? Actually, you know what? I'm going to do something real ratchet. Let me see what's good. I'm going to see what's good. I'm gonna see if my man's gonna pick up. I hope this audio pick up while I'm playing. Who knows? But yeah, man. It was a pretty song, but them boys ain't known for doing pretty stuff. So I don't know how other people
your
gonna feel.
Pendant.
A lot of people don't want to, man, dang, dog. I might want to pick up, bruh. Come on, dog. Nah, anyway. So if you're interested, man, I say definitely check out that Pray for Paris joint. It was dope. Also, too, what else we had? The Baby. The Baby dropped the album, Blame It on the Baby. And, yeah, it was okay. The title song was really wacky. So, like, you can take it or leave it. Like, if you just like the Baby for what he do and that's it, and you don't want no extras, you're going to be like, yo, screw this song. This song is trash. Like, what is he doing? If you appreciate somebody kind of like experimenting with stuff, you'll be like, all right, Baby just trying to switch it up. But, I don't know. I mean, again, the Baby album wasn't horrible. But I don't think it's anything I really go back to. You know what I'm saying? If you like the baby, you'll love the album. If you think you listen to the baby way too much, you're gonna be like, yo, screw this out. Don't listen to it. It's the baby. It's him. But like I said, he got that one song. Oh, he got another song. Actually, I think it could be better. It's him, Ashanti, and Meg Thee Stallion. And if you know Ashanti, and you know that his name is the baby, yeah, he did that, basically. He did it.
Do it! Just do it!
He did it. But I say this. I wish I was an A&R. For real. I wish I was an A&R, because he should have got... Okay, so he got him and Meg Thee Stallion. Two hardest rap stars in 2019. Instead of getting Ashanti, which is cool, give Ashanti her flowers, but bro, you could have got Summer Walker and that thing would have just took off. And London on the Track, her apparent ex-boyfriend now, produced the track. Maybe that's why it's her ex-boyfriend. Maybe she was like, hey, bro, why ain't giving me, I want some work. What's good? So I don't know why I'm yelling. Excuse the hell out of me. Anyway, I think this is the last little piece of new music. But Felicia was singing Baby, Baby, Baby. Baby, 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 Baby. Oh, Scarface got his royalties. Matter of fact, man, piece of Scarface, man. I hope he's still getting better. What else we got? Oh, I have to clarify, man. I got to make a retraction from the last episode. I said that Drake, Toosie Slide was a flop. It's still whack. It's still a whack-ass song. I don't care. That's my opinion. I know some people probably listen to the podcast and don't think I really give strong opinions because I'm a Libra. And it might be true. But I still stand by the fact that Toosie Slide is a whack song. But apparently, the power of Drake is strong. And it has become a number one song. Now, I say this. Because a lot of people saying, oh, give me number one song because it's a TikTok song. No. Nope. Nope. Bruh. That song probably top 10 maybe. At least from what in my algorithm, my TikTok algorithm, I don't hear that song a lot. Every now and then, but no. But I think it went number one because Drake is Drake, basically. That's because I really didn't see, like, I follow a couple of the little dancers. Don't judge me. I could do the clap. Yeah, that's all I got. Those listen to the podcast, y'all like, why did the mic move? I tried to dance. Anyway. But yeah, I haven't seen any dances to it. Not like Don't Rush. Oh, shoot. No Rush. Don't Rush, No Rush. That song gets stuck in my head when I'm asleep. Darryl, what up, bro? You know what I'm saying? But what other song they got? Oh, yeah, Savage. Look, I can't think of it. But I don't hear Toosie roll, like a Toosie slide, rather. I don't hear it like that, not for it to be number one. So it came number one just off the power of Drake. But it's still a whack song, man. I'm sorry. Y'all, it's a whack song, dog. It's contrite too. You know what I'm saying? It's whack. But we're going to get off that, man. No, we're not. It's a whack-ass song. I said it. And I'm going to stand by that. Y'all can keep playing it. I'm standing by it. It's a whack song. All right, what we got? Okay, so last week, I told y'all about the T-Pain and the Lil Jon battle. So then I announced, or I told y'all about the battle that was coming last Saturday. about was it RZA and DJ Premier. You know, I got the verses on IG. I was and like I told you last week, the Pain and the Lil Jon joint was kind of like the first one I really like watched and or caught when it first started. I don't think I watched the whole thing, but this RZA DJ Premier joint I watched in its totality. And yeah, man, it was some wacky parts. Like RZA couldn't get his sound together. You know what I'm saying? He had the was it no rig? I'm not an engineer. But Enigma, you run a podcast and you do your own recording. Shut up, bitch. I'm not an engineer. But you know who is? Parks from the Joe Button podcast. He made an appearance because he called in and saved the day and told Primo to tell RZA to like not use a Bluetooth or some crap, and it worked. So, oh, it's Parks. That's all I got. Fee mad because the Joe Budden podcast is back. she got a good 2 weeks. Now it's only popping. Popping. Shout out to my homie DJ A to the L. What else we got? Huh? What? Why is Fee talking in my podcast, bro? I'm trying to figure out why she's talking in my podcast so y'all can hear her. I really don't understand why. Shout out to my little sister Ray. What else we got? Oh, so the battle joint. Yo, it was fly. I think Primo got it. I'm biased because my favorite instrumental of all time was produced by DJ Premier, which is Nas's Light. I love that beat. Have always loved that beat. But of course RZA had some bangers. Actually, apparently a lot of people called RZA out during the battle because he played Brooklyn Zoo. Brooklyn Zoo, shame you step up to old dirty back. Brooklyn. Anyway, he called him out because apparently, I guess, True Master actually produced the beat. I don't know if it was cleared up or if it was cool because maybe, you know, that was under his camp per se. But a lot of people called him out when he played that joint in the comments, at least from what I saw. But either besides that, like RZA came with it now. RZA came with it. It was another dope battle, good energy. A lot of history spilt. You know what I'm saying? So if you can catch either the battle like on YouTube or something, or if you just caught it off top, man, like they spilled a lot of gems, man, just about, you know, who they worked with, people they knew. And it was just a lot of hip-hop heads, like real hip-hop heads, real rappers. That's so disrespectful. But you know what I'm saying? Like rappers I grew up with, you know what I mean? I'm like real spitters, like, you know, lyricists, like people that really got respect in the game. You just saw them flying in the chat. They weren't no use to you even trying to throw anything because everybody had blue checks. You look ridiculous. Big Shaq. Shaq Diesel. Shaq was in that one I'm talking smack. Not sure if Shaq was in the building, but he might as well have been because, man, it was really like hip-hop heaven. So shouts out to the RZA. Shouts out to DJ Premier. If you missed it or you can't catch the replay, you really missed a moment in hip-hop history. But my take, I think Primo got it. You know what I mean? Especially when he started dropping the Biggie joints. I think that after that, it was a wrap. Of course, RZA got his Biggie joint, but he got one. Primo got three. Am I like a horrible Biggie fan? Steph's got to be listening. If not, like on the live, He got to be listening sometime in the future because I played the song. He's going to see that when I put it on Twitter. And he got to listen to at least this part of the podcast. So he can judge me if I get it wrong if I say that Primo got three Biggie tracks. That's what I think of all top. You got Unbelievable, Kicking the Door, Ten Crack Commandments. So anybody in the chat room, if y'all know any better, maybe you can Google that so Stess don't pick on me. Because I know he's going to pick on me because he think he a bigger Biggie fan. But technically, I'm a bigger Biggie fan, probably by a good 100 pounds. Nah. Maybe a good 75. Yeah, I got stats by like 75 pounds. Yeah. Yeah. Pause. I know he's saying in his head right now. What else we got? Oh, speaking of verses, you know, people that are supposed to be getting into battles. A lot of people have been calling for 50 Cent and Ja Rule to get into the versus battle.
Help me, nigga.
Trying to figure out how you're gonna make this happen. I don't know, bro, cause that nigga 50 is like hella petty, and he bought the shenanigans, bro. So I can imagine like 50 just, it won't even be about 50 like dropping hits. It'd just be him like trolling Ja Rule just the whole time. Just trolling my mans. Just probably got some kind of post, some, you know what I'm saying? Like he just gonna pick fun. And Ja Rule is the type of dude that like try to ignore it, but then show that he see it and be pressed. And that's really all 50 needs to know that you pressed. So I don't know. I just think it'd be too distracting, honestly. It'd be way too distracting to to see them battle. But I'll say this, man. I know a lot of people may look at me crazy when I give this little breakdown or whatever, but 50 Cent didn't kill Ja Rule. Just to let y'all know. 50 Cent didn't kill Ja Rule. Yeah. I know y'all like, what? What is you talking about? So first of all,
watch your profanity.
When you hear that, like, don't be coming at me. All right, so I'm finna snitch on myself. I was looking at my phone, trying to see if there's any other stories, just in case this Ja Rule 50 Cent joint don't stretch out. I saw this article. It's so disrespectful. It said, YNW Melly reportedly giving just Gatorade and Tylenol to treat the COVID-19 while he in jail. Yo. Yo, and not to take the COVID-19 outbreak lightly, but apparently you are Enigma because you laughing at this young guy in prison, in jail rather, getting this type of treatment. But honestly, I just don't, why are y'all obsessed with this boy? Especially if he potentially murdered two of his homies. I don't get the obsession. Yeah. Well, Enigma must be something because you talking about it. Yeah, because I just looked at Hip Hop DX. Oh shoot! Like, man, that's why Gatorade and Tylenol. This ain't killing people. People need ventilators. Y'all don't understand, ventilators ain't just what they putting up your nose. Ventilator mean they putting a tube down your throat, down your trachea, did I say that right? Trachea. Newspaper journalism. Down your trachea until you're all up in here. So you choking on that thing, pause. You know what I mean? So ain't no little, oh, they just put some in your nose. No, they... So, nah, I'm not. It's serious, but that man Tylenol Gatorade. Golly. Woo! Hey, that's don't kill your two best friends. What can I say? Oh, okay. Well, I saw an article that said Big Sean and Jhené Aiko. I can't still say her name. Aiko. Pretend like they don't know what OnlyFans is. Mm. I guess not. I guess they satisfied. Shout out to Joe. He said he started his OnlyFans account. You know what I mean? I may start one. Get a mask for Fee so she can protect her identity and get it popping. Get it popping. Gotta make this money. Gotta make this money during this quarantine. That's my brother. He know what it is. Gotta make this money during this quarantine. Ooh. Facebook hating. Anyway, let me get back to what I was saying. Yo, my declaration. 50 Cent did not kill Ja Rule, man. People was already hating on Ja Rule before 50. I mean, 50 was already around, but of course he got popped, you know what I'm saying, and he fell back, started getting his mixtape grind. And during that time, between the time he got shot, around the time he got shot, of course, Ja Rule blew up, started doing this thing or whatever. But a lot of people like kind of questioned, like, yo, how could 50 come in and kill Ja and then start doing what Ja was doing? But that's my thing. 50 didn't kill Ja per se. You know what I'm saying? Ja was mad arrogant back then. Like, I remember watching the interviews, you know what I'm saying, the 106 in Parks, and watching, you know, reading newspapers and stuff, and he was just saying, like, wasn't nobody doing what he was doing, because Ja was really bragging about his songwriting. You know what I'm saying? I think he wrote a song for, like, Mary J and TLC. I think he wrote, like, for one of the pop artists or something. So he was doing a lot, but, like, he was really getting the big head, like, really saying, like, wasn't nobody touching him. Despite the fact that you had artists like Outkast and Nelly and Jay-Z that were probably selling more records than he was, but even with the sing-along thing, like Nelly had that on Smash. But Ja was like really going around like, yo, ain't nobody touching me. So I think a lot of people in the game, in the industry, like wasn't feeling Ja because he was bragging, but I think they really couldn't get at him because he was banging out the hits, you know what I'm saying, 01, 02, 03. And I think what gave 50 Cent, you know what I'm saying, the, I won't say the boost, but the position to get at Ja was first, 50 ain't had nothing to lose. Yeah, just got popped, you know what I'm saying, he survived it, but he was already like in the industry enemy number one, because of him getting shot and because, you know what I'm saying, the How to Rob joint. So, but when he came back and he started blowing up on the streets, I think a lot of people in the game saw 50 as a way, or the rise of 50 as a way to get at Ja, because Ja was just going around acting like his shit didn't stink. And so then just add on to it with Dre and Eminem, you know what I'm saying, getting behind them in that whole Interscope machine at that time, you know what I'm saying, with both of those two entities having one of the top selling albums at that period as well, with Eminem and with Dr. Dre with the Chronic 2001, like with all that power, that firepower, you know what I'm saying, like I think a lot of people was able to get behind it, and I think that's what really killed Ja Rule, you know what I mean, was that a lot of people just didn't want to deal with Ja because of his arrogance, or at least wanted to tame him, you know what I'm saying? But when you add on one that added like real beef that them dudes had, like it just took it to a whole other level. And then you add, you know, the Source and WXL, they decided to get into the beef, which I didn't like being at, you know, I was in journalism school around that time or whatever, and I mean, I just not want to think that the media should get involved in stuff like that, but that's pretty much what happened. You know what I'm saying? WXL was pro G-Unit, and then eventually became pro Shady Records, even though they had beef at one point. And of course, pro Aftermath. And then The Source became pro G-Unit. You know what I'm saying? And then in turn became pro Death Row. You know what I'm saying? I remember they had the article with that Suge Knight and I think Petey Pablo on the cover. It's like the world? Why? Why do we need this cover? But it was all part of like this proxy war between The Source, WXL, Aftermath, Death Row, and G Unit and Murder Inc. And G Unit, Shady, Aftermath, and WXL prevailed out of that, and The Source got called out for its its bias. You know what I mean? You know, got found out that Benzino was essentially selling 5 mics. You know what I'm saying? Just to get features, and just killed the position The Source in as the Bible of hip hop. And then Murder Inc. got hit with the Fed charges, which I find mad suspect. They won, but kind of made me think, like, man, who Jimmy Iovine knew? But yeah, Murder Inc. got hit with the Fed charge. Suge just couldn't get Death Row off the ground, and Harry O's wife came after him for money that they said he owed him. So things just kind of imploded on that side or whatever. But I think really, I don't think 50 really did that. Of course he made the songs and made the diss tracks, but I think 50's career at that point was so hyped that the hype was just big enough to kill Ja. Plus US had cats that just wasn't feeling Ja because he was just so arrogant. They wanted to get him out of there, and that's what happened. You know what I mean? But you see, as soon as the beef ended, or at least, you know, Ja was out of here, 50 Cent didn't last that much longer as far as being in that spotlight. You know what I mean? So a lot of people, again, to me, because 50 Cent couldn't maintain that level of that energy that he had over time, you know, it really made me think that it was more hype than anything. Now, I like 50. 50 got one of the tightest flows in the game. I think that whole period was just based off the hype of the mixtape era, the beginning of the internet era, and kind of that last push of that golden era, that 90s golden era of beef. It was just that last push. I think after that, things kind of, the energy changed, and Ja just one part. I mean, 50 Cent just one part of the industry. So he pretty much fell off just as soon as Ja did, to be honest. Ja fell off in 06. 50 was pretty much out of here after 08, 09 when the new cats started coming in. So it is what it is. Anyway, that's my take. I don't think it'll be a good live IG battle because 50 Petty, he's just going to have shenanigans. He ain't going to be focused on really trying to battle Ja Rule. So it'd be almost kind of like, what's the point? But yeah, that's my take. So anyway, man, we're going to get into this next track. And then we're going to talk to my man Mike Jack and see what he got. See what he got going on. So let's see what we got set up. Let y'all know. My phone tripping. All right, we got my man Tony Cash going at the bag. Had to bring it back for the South Side. My man Tony Cash going at the bag. This is the Enigma Sup Hour. You got time, baby. Tony Cat, a trailer park nigga with hella swag. Going hard for that bag.
make sure my children will never lag. They say that I fell off, imagine that. Them haters gon' hate, I'm aware of that. They said that my moves and they copy them. I see on my people, I'm watching them. Get your baby mama like a free throw. Along with that, give me some beat throat. If I don't get my hands on the C notes, I'm bound to get records like Rico. Fuck Robin Peter just to pay Paul. A nigga gotta make this rap shit pay off. Gotta get it from the land, no days off. Can't do big shit when you think small. Cut a bitch off like a light switch. If she ain't got no hustle, I'ma flight this. Boy, I know about sacrifices and going through financial crisis. I gotta succeed, I'm after this cheese. Got plans, got dreams, captain of the team. If you want the same thing as me, then you should just follow my lead. We going at that bag.
Them niggas ain't jugging. I was 13, getting out the pot, walking to the schoolhouse with a pocket full of guap. 22 in my sock, fuck a fight, get shot. Ninth grade, it was all about a clean that bop with the 30s and bow, both 12s in the back. Bean down the block like a pitcher's off the wall. Skill first, then head straight to the mall. Come back at the lunch, at the flex on them hard. JT money, real niggas run the yard. Puss a nigga one sympathy, get a hallmark car. I'ma empty the 40 and let the AR talk. You'll get thuggin' and pepper before a nigga learn the walk. Before you give it the cat, look at the sack for a bra. RP little new, young nigga will get off. Yeah, going at that bag. G-O, no brace for the can. Bitch, she hiding the ass out of smash. You can get touched for the bad, where's that? Bitch, ayy, going at that bad. Bitch, G-O, no brace for the cash. Bitch, she hiding the ass out of smash. You can get touched for the bad, where's that? Bitch, ayy,
going at that bad.
Boom, boom, boom. We back. It's your boy, Enigma September. This is the Enigma Sep Hour. What's your whole, what you just heard, if I can talk correctly, was my man, Tony Cash, with Get at the Bag or Getting at the Bag or some bag, something about a bag he getting at. But without further ado, we got the guest of the hour. Got my man, Mike Jack, in the building. What's good, bro?
What's good? What's good, man? Thank you for having me. It's your boy Mike Jack in the building. Shout out to the whole 850. How y'all doing?
Already. It was a long time coming because you've been making noise for a minute, bro. You know what I'm saying? I've been seeing you, you know what I'm saying, making moves and seeing appearances or whatever. So I really wanted to say to be organic and, you know what I'm saying, finally had the chance when it came down to the live podcast that Freedom Train Radio put on about a month ago now.
That was about a month ago. Dope event too, man. Great event, man. Thanks for having me on that too, man.
You stayed out, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, man, that event was live, man. That event was live.
Yeah, man. But it was dope to finally, you know what I'm saying, connect with you or whatever and get you on the show. Like I said, I've been watching you for a minute, pause, and watching you do your thing. So it's kind of like, all right.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, so,
appreciate that support.
But let's get into it, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? I want to know, you know, what's your story like, you know, as a shorty growing up, you know what I'm saying? Like, what influenced you, you know what I'm saying, to the point that you decided to get into this this music thing?
Be honest, man, I just always grew up around music. Like I said, as a shorty growing up, being from Jacksonville, ever since like the age of like 3 or 4, I can remember seeing my mom singing in the choir, man, at the church, man. So I used to always go to her choir rehearsals and see her sing and perform at church. And then my dad used to be in the band. He was in the March of 100 at FAMU, so he would always play his trumpet and his French horn or whatnot and give him his music to this. And my auntie, she was in the band, so, you know, she grew up around me like my little sister, she was like my older sister, but So all these people had music around me, and so I just heard music all the time. And so then I first got dabbled into music in, like, middle school because I grew up in a church, so I was in, like, the choir. And so I got to lead a song. So, you know, I mean, that's a big thing. Is Jesus Gonna Work It Out by Reverend James Moore at Titus Harvest Gone. So, you know, I'm out there doing my music thing at the church. And so I was like, man, I really like this. So in middle school, going from church music to, like, rap, I finally get introduced to rap from a couple of my homeboys in the band, because I got in the band in middle school. So a couple of my homeboys, Chris Johnson, used to rap. And him and Jerron Gant, we used to rap, talk about music. I told him we'd go back and forth about music. And so Chris started rapping. I was like, yeah, I'm going to rap too. So I started rapping. So we would try to freestyle each other in the cafeteria at lunch and stuff and band. So then get to high school. You know, I'm still singing in the choir in the high school at church, you know what I'm saying, and gospel rapping in the choir. And then it all come to my senior year. We have a Black History show. And so, you know, this is in, like, 2002. So, you know, like, Nelly, Jay-Z, all the Outkast, Trick Daddy, Trina, you know what I'm saying? Good and more, like, T.I., like, the South was just popping. Everything down here was just popping. So we had a Black History show, and then my man Reggie and Sam Lee and Breon, they was like, let's jump in this Black History show program at the school. So I'm like, bet. So we get on this, first time I ever finna start, like, really, really rapping. So they asked me to jump in this group on Wednesday, and the show was on Saturday. So you had to learn your lines. And that, you know what I mean? Like, yo, you had to learn your lines and everything in, like, 3 days flat, you know what I'm saying? And know what you're going to actually say at the show. So here go Wednesday. I'm like, oh, Ben, let's do it. So it's four of us on Wednesday. So here come Thursday. One of them mans dropped out, you know what I'm saying? He dropped out early in the game. So, but then here come Friday. My other mans dropped out. So now it's just two of us left. It was four, but now it's just two of us. So, man, I wrote my lines actually in my head, because I was trying to write them in the back of class, but I really couldn't get them. So I just write them in my head, saying them, and then I memorized them. And all I know, we came to the show on Saturday, in like 3 days, man, just got up there and just killed it. You know what I mean? Just killed it. I ain't miss a line on my verse. And the people at the show was like, yo, that's dope. So I was like, yo, I really want to do this music thing for real, for real. After that.
Yo, that's, so, that's a wild story, bro.
Yeah, man. Yeah, real life.
Did the dudes ever come back and say, why they just quit, like they got the jitters or something? They were nervous?
they were just like, nah, but it just won't happen. They're like, bro, that turnaround time was just too fast, you know what I'm saying? Like, they kept rapping for a little while after that, you know. They tried a little bit after that, but they just gave up. You know, that pressure, that real life pressure be real.
Yeah, the pressure is real, though. That's real talk. Like,
yeah.
A lot of people thinking, oh, I want to be a rapper, blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah. You like reciting raps on your couch, bro. But when you got to get on stage, yeah, and you got to get that mic.
Yeah.
It's a totally different beat. Too.
Right. You can hear your voice. Right. Out there.
Yeah, right.
Right. Yeah, man.
Yeah. Nah, that's dope. So, I know you said, you know what I'm saying, your pops and your, well, actually, dial it back just real quick, because they kind of reminded me of a topic I hit G Maestro with when he was on the podcast 2 weeks ago, regarding, like, you know, growing up in the church, because he had kind of the same story. And I remember I saw a tweet, and someone was asking about how the church could have been instrumental in some of us, like, knowing music. And then in turn, because some kids may not go to church as often as some of us did, you know what I'm saying, back in the day, that may be why they're not as musically inclined. So I wanted to know, like, be it that you had two influences, you had your moms being in the church and your pops and your aunt, you know what I'm saying, being in the 100, do you think that the church had an influence on just how you look at music? Or do you think, because, you know, you had your pops on the other end, you know what I'm saying, the band stuff, that you would have gotten the music anyway.
To be honest, I think the church really did, because I spent a lot of time in church. And, like, I had a cousin named Willie Ross, man. He was, like, a legend in the gospel area. And, like, he had a gospel track with John P. Key and whatnot. And his music is, like, you know, his music was so, like, genuine and so real and has so much soul. So I think by being around the church, I feel like I got more soul in my music. I got more soul in me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel like I had a quest to learn why the soul was getting there, like, you know what I mean, like, why these instruments are here, what these instruments do. So I would try to figure out all these sounds that's coming from these instruments. So to me, it was like a quest, like a treasure chest, you know what I'm saying? Oh, look at all these sounds. So then I tried to seek out the music. So I believe that, yeah, that the church helped me want to go figure out what makes this sound, what is that sound, what is that instrument, you know what I mean? So I think that's what, you know, you find a lot of the soul in the music and you seek it out.
I bet that up. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's always interesting that, you know, because I also grew up in the church. A lot of people get it twisted, though, because they think, because my dad a minister, that's why I was in the church. But my dad was out in these streets when I was going to church. So when I was a kid.
Oh, all right.
So who's got kind of like, yeah, nah, they
know what they mean.
But right. But yeah, a lot of times if I saw instruments, you know what I'm saying, like I love the guitar. And the first time I saw the guitar was at church. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I do think it does play a part. And also too, because I think another issue may be is just, you know, they cut music programs, so a lot of kids don't have the chance to be even in school and learn, like, basic, you know what I'm saying, music stuff or whatever. So all they can do is try to figure out by ear if they don't have, you know, the church or, you know what I'm saying, your kids or whatever have a dad in part of the best band in the land.
Oh,
anywhere.
The number one best band in the land, yeah.
You know what I mean? So, did you eventually come to Tallahassee because of your dad's tie to the 100?
To be honest, man, I was heavily influenced by the college I chose to go to because of my dad's ties in the 100. I had Family 100 t-shirts growing up. We used to listen to the band on tape. You know what I mean? He used to, like, march in the yard, you know what I mean? Like, do the drum routine, the marching routines and whatnot. So, yeah, that 100 is where it's at.
Yeah.
And it made me come to Tally. So I came to Family to be around that music atmosphere.
No doubt, no doubt. Now, also, too, I had another question. I think I know the answer, but I got to ask first. Because I was like, oh, wait. Oh, okay. Because I know, what is it? I want to say, I guess, I don't know if you did it part of the little trend as far as people posting their high school pics, because the class of 2020 may not be able to have a graduation ceremony or whatever. But I saw a picture. Basically, you posted a picture of you was in high school. And I wanted to know if how you appear in the picture relates to the name that you picked as far as your stage name. And if it does, or if it doesn't, could you explain to the people what it may be that influenced how you all got your stage thing?
All right, so I'll break it down. So he referenced the picture I put up when I was in high school, and I was all brown. So when I say all brown, I mean like my complexion, you know, my melanin, my pigment, my skin was brown. But, you know, I had like pink lips and whatnot, the pink, white little spots on my nose and whatnot. Because that's from a skin condition called vitiligo. So what he's referencing is it's another person who had vitiligo too. That's world known as Michael Jackson. So Michael Jackson had a skin disease called vitiligo where his skin changed from brown to, you know, the white pink color. So my skin was doing the same thing. So in reference to my stage name, Mike Jack, so in a sense, yeah. In a sense, yeah, it does. But yeah, my mom would always be like, yeah. But my mom's always be like, boy, you dancing and acting just like your daddy. And I mean, who are you talking about? She's talking about Michael Jackson. Talking about how I be walking and dancing around the house. So I used to like,
yeah.
So, you know, you hear so much, so you think that like, he is your daddy. You feel me? And then so when
right.
I was like, on the low, I think he might have slid on my mama. You know what I'm saying? One time. And, you never know. I might be his, you know, Michael Jackson.
Right. We yeah. find out your mama named Billie Jean is the same, you know what
I mean? You know what I mean? Alicia Jean. Yeah, that's what
right.
you right. And you hit it on the head right there. And Michael tried to explain on the track. He tried to explain, but, you know.
Right,
mom,
right. We're trying to let the people know.
Her, Mike, you know, her being her, she Mike wasn't going for that. You know what I mean? Mike,
right.
Mike had to slide on. He had to move away. Mike had to. He was like, who's bad? And hit it.
Right. Hey, yo. Yo, I think it kind of remind me of, like, man, I remember when he dropped the bad video and you saw the skin change and how, like,
mm-hmm.
it was kind of crazy because the beginning of it was in black and white. So you really couldn't tell at first. You were like, I know it's Michael Jackson, but... But then when it came in the color,
mm-hmm.
and you just saw the skin
mm-hmm.
change, and then with the
yeah.
the wavy hair or whatever, you're like, oh, hey, yo, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But also, I wonder, like, because of course, because of the change and how drastic it was at the time, you know what I'm saying, that made people have speculations about, you know what I'm saying, if it was real or if he did it to himself or whatever. And being that you deal with Vitiligo, like for real, I mean, you're not a multimillionaire
mm-hmm.
that even if you had the tools to, you know, change your skin complexion, like a lot of people say he did. How does that make you feel though? You know what I'm saying? Do you think like people just ignorant about the skin disorder, or are you just kind of like, it is what it is. Like, I ain't really tripping.
So I'm gonna be honest with you. So over time, it has gotten way better. But when you first said out, do I just think people ignorant, man? When I first changed, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, which is like in it started in 2006, 2007, 2008. It got worse in 2006, 2007, 2008. So man, people was like, oh, you know, did he bleach his skin or? You know what I mean? Did he do it on purpose? Or, you know what I mean? Then they would ask me stuff like that. You know, are you going to bleach your skin? Like, what? You know what I'm saying? And like, it just, she's like, bro, come on, man. But nowadays, more people are well informed because you have ambassadors out there and advocates
yeah.
out there who stand up for vitiligo. Like, you know, we have a page as well dedicated to the movement as well. It's called Vitiligo. And where I just share my story about it. You know, some of the pictures I showed, pictures where I was changing. Well, I was brown at one time, and I had a whole bunch of splotches and whatnot on my skin, and you know what I'm saying? Then when my skin totally changed, so I just think people are getting more educated and informed now, and they're kind of embracing this. You know?
No doubt, and I can attest for it. You know, I was one of the ones that was suspect. I always try to take people's word for it. Whatever they say, unless, you know what I'm saying, I think it's something that proves different. So, you know, I figured, you know what I'm saying, Michael Jackson, may he rest in peace. I figured he was, you know what I'm saying, speaking true, but I couldn't help but let the suspicions, you know what I'm saying, slip in my consciousness just because it was so prevalent. But I can say, like you said, as I've gotten older, especially in the past, you know, 4 or 5 years, I think I had the one little model that was on, I don't know if it was one of them little TV shows or whatever. I think especially from that point, like a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
you know, really
come to terms with it. When you hollow the model?
Yeah, whatever the little model that had, like, that I don't know if she was on, what, the Top Model?
Yeah, Winnie Harlow, probably. Yeah.
So, and I remember, like, seeing people growing up, like, seeing people who had it or whatever. And, like, it wasn't never a thing. Like, it wasn't like I thought they were a freak or whatever. It was more, to me, interesting. You know what I'm saying? Just the, I guess, how it can kind of change, because sometimes there'll be, you know, this side of their face will be one color, and next you may see them a couple years later, and it'll be, you know, switched around or something. So
yeah.
I never looked at it as it being, like, crazy. You know, I figured it was just nature. But I can definitely say,
oh, you're
even my
you're
consciousness of it.
You're different. Yeah, I say you're different, because most people just, they think you sick or something, like you just the worst person in the world, like you got the plague or something. Dude. Yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. And for those that did, I apologize in advance, you know what I mean? Forget them. They some haters. They crazy. So we ain't worried about them haters.
No, stay positive. Stay positive.
No doubt. So, you know what I'm saying, getting back to the music, you know what I'm saying, what has been, you know what I'm saying, your main goal, you know what I'm saying, since you really went ahead forward in this rap game?
To have more of like a direction in the path. At one time I was just like throwing out everything that I was creating. Like I wasn't filtering it or trying to, you know, edit it. I was just throwing it out there, but now being more selective in the art and the craft and like taking my time to make sure that's what I want to say, that's what I want to display, put out. Then I think that's what's the most drastic change since going ahead first thing.
And what is it that you want people to get from the music? Like when they hear your songs or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like what's your goal as far as, do you want to make them think? Do you want to make them dance? Do you want to make them vibe? Like,
right. So, he'll be honest, like the kind of music I say I make is mood music. So I want my music to tap into whatever mood they're in. I want to have a song for any mood that a person is in. Like, you know what? I'm in that type of mood that he ain't right there. Like, oh, he hit my mood. You know what I'm saying? Like, they ain't Mike Jack in the mood. So if I might be rapping on one song hard, like trying to spit bars, trying to, you know what I'm saying? Find yeah. Mike it. You know what I'm saying? Source it. And then some song I might just be moaning, the groaning, ooh, and the on. You know what I mean? Because that's a little energetic type moment, vibrational moment at that time. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to be like, man, I always feel his music. I connect to any one of his songs. Any person, however they feel, they connect to the songs instantly because of the depth of their mood. So, damn, he just be right on time. You know, damn, that was what I needed at that moment. He fit the mood all the time. His voice is the mood.
No doubt. That's what I like to hear. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
somebody
it,
just,
bro.
You know, being it. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you just want to be able to... You want everybody to rock to it, you know what I'm saying, and everybody find something into it because you can expand your base and your listenership. They, you know,
yeah.
You may not vibe this song too hard, but you're going to vibe to this, you know what I mean? And
right.
You got that versatility, you know what I'm saying? That's what really really puts you out there as an artist, so I could definitely respect that. We're going to go ahead and give people a little sample of what you got, you know what I'm saying? Let them know what we working with. So y'all hold tight real quick. Hold up, what we got. All right, so we got so I wrote it down and my autocorrect wrote the song wrong. It's not President Game. It's Pre-Game.
No,
and we got 99-2000.
He said President's Game.
Yo, it's right. He got to take the President Game,
yeah,
bro.
No, not President's Game. Hey, that's a nice song. I don't know. I'm going to have to get something.
Hey,
that,
right.
It's the President's Game. You know, President's Game. You ain't trying to be the
president. Oh, my royalty, bro. That's all I got to say.
Hey, I got you on the back end. You know what I mean? We got you.
Coming through. Yo, all right. So, we're going to give y'all Pre-Game and then 99-2000. We're going to come back, man. Let y'all know how y'all can... get in contact with my man Mike Jack. This is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby.
You know love always. just come through and tear it up. We could talk for hours, no ups. Fall asleep on your chest from booty rubs. Say what, call that, right there, pull a love. Sticky sheets from the thoughts of hot nuts. We go, we get when the love explode. Explode, catastrophic. Hot bodies line up like the planets. You star in my eye tonight. I wish that you would cover me with your love like a solar eclipse. If the sky was to fall from above, long as I'm in your arms, it's all bliss. I'll be all your dreams. Let's make them a reality. Fantasies, you don't need no E. I make you tap out on E. Take me to another place. Feel you all inside of me. Souls collide. This love galaxy.
Take off, and get lost in your love. Let's get lost in your love. Let's take off, and get lost in your love. We get lost in your love. No need for you to pause. Nah, give me all. Lick me top to bottom. Want you to ride him. Put it in your mouth. Don't you take it out of.
Let's take off.
Let's get lost.
Your love.
Let's get lost.
Give me your love.
Let's take off. Take off, and get lost, you and me. Let's get lost, you and me. Let's take off.
Felicia ain't your man, huh? Now kiss, you got a homegirl. calling, mission hurt. I'm a hot boy, you know. 400 degrees, I head stunting like my name was Ifkani. Making a blow on my DIC.
She bought that back.
La na 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 2000, na na 2000, na na 2000.
She made that clap.
La na 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 2000, na na 2000, na na 2000.
She dropped that
wobble. La na 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 2000, na na 2000, na na 2000.
Getting cash money.
La na 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 2000, na na 2000, na na 2000.
I need a hot girl. I'm talking real life Keisha. Pass it to my homie, she bust it open, no grease. She a real pleaser. Think a need about that check that girl get it. But she want respect, she independent. She a big fine woman, yeah, she get it from her mama. Shout out to them hot boys, I was young but I remember. Stuck to the G code, chilled out on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Bust it down bad if you try me. To this day I'm about my paper, bad taste but we your favorite. Don't leave alone, she will get taken. It won't be long, it's gonna be easy. She fade me before I leave, keep a trick up my sleeve.
Hey,
this so good, I'll never have to.
La na 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 2000, na na 2000, na na 2000.
She made that clap.
La na 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 2000, na na 2000, na na 2000.
She dropped that
wobble.
La na 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 2000, na na 2000, na na 2000. Getting cash money. La na 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 2000, na na 2000, na na 2000.
Let me see you pop it
where you stand.
Now that's looking even better in my hands. Ain't it funny what she will do for some bands? All up in her mouth like she got a dental plan. Girl, I'm from the South, I am not a gentleman. All about them Benjamins, then she love her presidents. Collect them dividends, but I love the dog tag. If I ain't a Haitian boy, then what do you call that? Go to war with that, ain't leaving no dog tags. That ass is on Respecia and her face is all that. She hit that, ain't no bouncing around and all your class. Anthony Davis on your post, you mind if I double tag? You wanna back it up like all the way high? Drippin' ride the wave, huh? I know you feel it when you grip it. What's the play, ma? Giving you whippings on that, girl, you my slave.
She bought that back.
La na 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 2000, na na 2000, na na 2000.
She made that clap.
La na 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 2000, na na 2000, na na 2000.
She dropped that
wobble. La na 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 2000, na na 2000, na na 2000.
Getting cash money.
La na 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 2000, na na 2000, na na 2000.
She gon' bust it wide open. She gon' shake it and split it. Yeah, she putting in work. I'm ready to give her the business. She shake that up serious. Make you throw all your dollars. Now it's 50 and 100. Steady blowing your wallet. DJ keep running. Think she just getting started. Other girls join in at the life of the party. Said I just might record it. Put that in a frame. That's worth more than a statue in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, she might be your dame. Or your WCW. She wear no drawers in public. She keep that sitting lovely.
Oh, good. Yes.
Listen, yeah, she
built
like a
stallion.
Yes.
Yeah, she built like a stallion. Super thick in the thighs. In the gym every day. Make it clap in your fist. Hey. Hey.
Right, we are back. It's boy Nick with September. Got my man Mike Jack with 99-2000 and pregame.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
All right, so... what was the science behind them two songs, man? I think 99-2000 was kind of obvious, but you know what I'm saying? Like, what was the mood you was trying to set with those two joints?
Man, well, 99-2000, man, we were just trying to make some music, you know what I'm saying? Some feel-good music, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like here in Tallahassee and Cali, the girls, like, they like the twerk, they like the shake, you know what I mean? So we were trying to make some music for the culture. So music that the culture vibe too, that, you know, everybody dance to, you know, family reunions or parties or whatever. So we're just trying to do something for the culture that capture how we be living. And I think that's what that did, and that was the aim for that one. But, you know, the 99-2000, man, shout out to Juvenile, Cash Money, you know, because you remember he said that in the beginning to back that ass up. You know what I mean? Here's that Cash Money record taking off for 99-2000. So it had that vibe. You know what I mean? We had that, his spirit, like that. He influenced, you know what I mean? The tempo, like, feel. So,
word.
So for that. And then pregame, man, that's when you're in one of the moves, man. You know, when you know what I mean? You just want to get with Shorty, with the little lady. You know what I mean?
And nah, just get man.
You know what I mean? It's been like, it's been one of them days. You know Yeah, it's one of them days, and you just in that mood, you know what I mean? Like, you know, burn a little candle, get some chocolate, you know what I mean? Some roses, some wine. Let's, you know, let's make this evening, you know, slow. When I'm slow, like, move. And so, I had just got down my feelings one night, you know what I mean? You know, reminiscing on somebody, and messing around and got there. So that's how that came about.
I bet. So what can the people expect from you, you know what I'm saying, moving forward? I know 2020 been crazy already, but, you know what I'm saying, what plans do you got, you know what I'm saying, people can look forward to in the next coming months?
Man, as soon as this corona thing move out the way, man, we're trying to get more visuals out there. We're trying to drop the video once it gets completed for pregame. Drop some other videos to some other tracks we got lined up. Do some more modeling, some more acting, and just get out this crew too. The mixtape. I know people like, man, his foot been dropped there, but you know, drop the crew too mixtape. You got some other tracks lined up, just ready. You know, got some work. And then gonna keep working on capture these new energies and put out more new words. So just stay busy. People can expect me to stay busy, and they can get at me. So we can work, man. Just keep working.
No doubt. And they want to get at you, you know what I'm saying, find out what you're doing. Where and how can they get at you?
Man, every social media platform, you can find me at Mike, M-I-K-E, J-A-C-K, M-U-S-I-K. So at Instagram, Mike Jack Music. That's music with a K at the end, not a C, with a K. So Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, SoundCloud. My website when they get the construction back up and running. But that's me, MikeJackMusic. Even at Gmail as well. So it's everywhere. Mike Jack Music. Hell, if you need to send it to Mike Jack Music, P.O. Box, 888 Midway, Florida, 32343. Mike Jack Music.
Look, yeah, my man gave y'all the Addy. the melon address, not the physical address. We definitely gave y'all the melon address, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, send them contracts, man. Send that music, send them checks, man. Let's work. The movie scripts, whatever. Like, come on, man. Let's get here, them labels. Let's go.
Word. All right, well, bro, I appreciate you doing this thing, man. The music is dope.
Man, no, thank you for having me, man. So, thank you, man, for the opportunity, man. You're a blessing. I appreciate the opportunity, man. Even from the podcast, man, you've been dope and keeping it real ever since, and I appreciate that, man. You're man of your word. Appreciate that, man. No doubt.
I'll be definitely going to link up again, you know what I'm saying? This won't be the last time. So, and anytime someone is on the podcast, I'm trying to promote. So anything you're doing, you know what I'm saying, I got you.
Appreciate it.
Before we get up out of here, I got two more things I want to do. First, I want to give a happy birthday shout out to the founding father of this thing we call hip hop, DJ Kool Herc. You know what I'm saying? It's his birthday today, so I'd be remiss not to.
Yes, man.
You know what I mean? And also, too, I want to give a special shout out to my aunt, one of my aunt's husband. You know what I'm saying? He passed away today, 12 years ago. And so shouts out to Melly Mel. He really supported me and my cuz, you know what I'm saying, early on when we tried to do this this rap thing so many years ago. Mm. And so just want to give a shout out to him. And yeah, that's it. So got Mike Jack. Y'all make sure to holler at my bro. And we out of here. This is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby.